What does God's omniscience mean for me? Psalm 139:1. By Debbie W. Wilson, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Psalm 139:1. O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. God is omniscient. That means that he knows everything. He knows the future, the past, and everything that's going on in this moment. He knows calculus, microbiology, and English. He understands physics and engineering. He knows the pressures of providing for a family and running a business. But more personally, he knows everything about me and you. Let's look at some of what God's omniscience means for us personally. Because God is omniscient, I can be real. God's omniscience means we don't have to pretend with him. We don't have to clean up our thoughts and emotions before we approach him. He already knows everything. God understands why we're upset. He knows the root of our insecurities, disappointments, and our needs. He can handle our doubts, fears, and critical thoughts. He's the perfect one to guide us to peace, health, and healing. David demonstrated the practical value of God's omniscience at the end of Psalm 139 when he prayed, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life." Verses 23 through 24. David knew that the hate he had blurted out in the previous verses needed God's attention. Instead of hiding behind pious platitudes or saying, "Just kidding, I didn't mean it," David invited God into his ugly thoughts and emotions. Because God is omniscient, we don't have to explain our situation or our confusion to him. We simply ask him for help. He knows what we need. So, we ask, what does omniscient mean for me? Because God knows everything, we can approach him with any problem and find the grace and help we need. Hebrews 4:16. Knowing God is omniscient means it's important to stay in step with him. He knows where roads will lead. I don't. When his ways don't make sense to my limited understanding, I know I can trust his wisdom. Proverbs 3:5 through 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take."
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.